Martina Navratilova. 1 hour and 47 minutes.
Martina Navratilova, who grew up in Drevnica near Prague, is one of the greatest tennis players of all time, with an incredible 59 major titles, including 18 in singles. Earlier this year, Navratilova, who is 66, revealed she had been diagnosed with throat and breast cancers, though she later said she was in remission. On Tuesday, she was in Prague to receive the silver medal of the President of the Senate. Upper House Chief Miloš Vystrčil said she merited it not only for her sporting achievements, but personal positions. And Navratilova was clearly moved during the presentation of the award at the Czech Upper House, saying it had brought a tear to her eye.
When the email came from Mr. Vystrčil saying I would receive the silver medal, it was sometime in February when I had some health difficulties. I said to myself, are they afraid I'll die before they give it to me? They wanted to give it to me in New York, but I could hardly walk. I said, hopefully I'll come to Drevnice and we'll manage it when I'm in Prague. It means a lot to me, but you know I'm more used to gold.
Ale většinou jsem zvyklá teda na zlatou, jo?
That joking last line earned applause from those gathered at the Senate for Tuesday's ceremony. Speaking to a group of journalists a little while later, Navratilova, whose Czech perhaps bears a slight trace of her decades in the United States, said she still came back to Czechia to see relatives.
My sister lives here in Drevnice, so I still like to come back. I just have to pay attention to my figure, because I always eat more than I should. But recently I lost a lot of weight, so it's okay. I can stay a little longer. My mother used to also feed me up when I visited. But I like coming here. It's calm. Now I have the medal, and getting the honour was a bit nerve-wracking. Speaking to you is also nerve-wracking, but I like to come back.
Navratilova fled Czechoslovakia in 1975 when she was in her late teens, after being denied the right to compete in professional tennis in the US.
I'm happy that both tennis and sports are more international, that people, especially children, have the opportunity to do sports, reach the top and win. But there's still a way to go for those who don't have that opportunity. There's always room for improvement, but things are way better than in my day, and no children have to escape from Czechia, at least.